This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A long time, well, I guess maybe about 2014, 2015, I was asked to be interviewed on a radio show run by a host named Tom Hartman. It's called The Tom Hartman Show, T-H-O-M, with two N's at the Hartman. Tom is the biggest of the leftist talk show hosts, although I think it's sort of a professed look that he puts in place. The gist of this was, why were the Republicans so resistant to the CDC studying gun violence? Unfortunately, like all leftists, he did not come prepared, because I knew that President Barack Obama in April of 2013 had commissioned a study from the CDC as part of his 23 executive actions against gun control, or against gun violence, rather. And I knew what the outcome of this was. And I asked him, well, do you mean the one that Obama did? And he said, well, which one? I told him, and then he said, well, what did it find out? I said, it found out that there's 3 million defensive gun uses per year by civilians. That was a problem. And now we find that the CDC has deleted a reference to a study it commissioned after a group of gun control advocates complained it made passing new gun restrictions more difficult. Now, this is all gathered, by the way, let's give credit where it's due, Stephen Gutkowski at the Reload, he put this together. But the lobbying campaign spanned months and culminated with a private meeting between CDC officials and three advocates last summer. A collection of emails showed. Introductions from the White House and Senator Dick Durbin's office helped the advocates reach top officials at the agency after their initial attempt to reach out went unanswered. And they focused their complaints on the CDC's description of its review of studies that estimated defensive gun uses between 600 or 60,000 and 2.5 million times per year in the United States, attacking criminologist Gary Kleck's work, establishing the top end of the range. Mark Bryant, one of the attendees, wrote to CDC officials after their meeting, that 2.5 million number needs to be killed, buried, dug up, killed again, and buried again. It's highly misleading, it's used out of context, and I honestly believe it has zero value, even as an outlier point in honest DGU discussions. Bryant, who runs the Gun Violence Archive, argued Kleck's estimate has been damaging to the political prospects of passing new gun restrictions and should be eliminated from the CDC's website. And in the same email, he writes, and while that very small study by Gary Kleck has been debunked repeatedly by everyone from all sides of this issue, even Kleck, it still remains canon by gun rights folks and their supporting politicians and is used as a blunt instrument against gun safety regulations every time there's a state or federal level hearing. Put simply, in the time that study has been published as a CDC study, gun violence prevention policy has ground to a halt, in no small part because of the misinformation that small study provided. Oh, gosh. Interestingly enough, of course, that's what they do all the time. They try to be out there first with whatever information they can throw out there. They don't, and it's all about the narrative that they're trying to establish. It has nothing to do with any facts or anything. So they throw that out there, even though they know it's probably not true. And that has lasting effect. And that's why they say what they're saying about this now. Now, despite initially standing behind the description and the defensive gun use section in its Fast Facts website on gun violence, the CDC backtracked after a previously undisclosed virtual meeting with the advocates on September 15th, 2021. Beth Ramels, Associate Director for Policy Partnerships and Strategic Communication at the CDC's Division of Violence Prevention, said in one email, "We're planning to update the fact sheet in early 2022 after the release of some new data. We will also make some edits to the content we discuss that I think will address the concerns you and your partners have raised." Now, of course, the CDC didn't want to respond to a request for comment on the decision, but none of the emails the agency released related to it did not show any attempts to obtain other outside points of view, either before or after the meeting with gun control advocates. Hannah Bristol of the White House Office of Public Engagement did not respond to a request for comment. Emily Hampston, Senator Durbin's communications director, told The Reload, "Their office's only involvement was simply connecting stakeholder organizations with a federal agency as part of the basic function of our work." The decision to remove a CDC commission report from the agency's website on gun statistics at the apparent behest of gun control advocates may further strain its relationship with congressional overseers, especially some pro-gun Republicans who are set to take control of the House next year. The relationship between the two, which was, you know, it's already been sort of stretched thin over coronavirus, could reach new lows not seen in decades. Now, during the 1990s, Congress put restrictions on CDC funding in response to officials openly working with gun control groups to try to ban handguns. You should not use taxpayer dollars to attack a right. Mark Rosenberg, director of the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention, told the Washington Post in 1994, "We need to revolutionize the way we look at guns like we did with cigarettes. It used to be that smoking was a glamour symbol, cool, sexy, macho. Now it's dirty, deadly, and banned." Now, Kleck, professor emeritus at Florida State University's College of Criminology and Criminal Justice, stood by his research. He said the CDC did not reach out to him for his perspective before making the change. He argued that the removal of the reference to his estimate was blatant censorship and said it was evidence of the politicization of the agency. And he says CDC is just aligning itself with gun control advocacy groups. It's just saying, we're their tool and we'll do their bidding. And that's not what a government agency should do. Now, Kleck, I've interviewed Gary Kleck. Gary Kleck is, he's not Captain Conservative. He is a card-carrying member of the ACLU, but he's an honest guy. He's an honest researcher. So, now, the website change was reported by The Trace earlier this year, which I would have thought they would have kept that under wraps. Under wraps. Now, the Gun Violence Archive, they use a very conservative criteria for what constitutes a defensive gun use. Instead of attempting to capture any time a person legally uses a gun to defend themselves or others, it only counts incidents that make it into media reports or police reports. And that's misleading because most of the time, 90-some-odd, well, I think it's now 89 points, or 87% of the time, simply pointing the gun at someone will stop the attack. You don't have to shoot them and make the news and the police report. So, yeah. So and one of the things they say, until we see some ironclad proof that these things are actually happening this way, we're just not going to allow them. And here's what they point out. They say, there's no gray area after a decade of mass shootings. AR-15s are the weapons of choice for mass shooters. If you don't support an assault weapons ban, then you support arming mass shooters. So, the three people that met with them were, let's see. It doesn't list them. I don't see them. They met with the CDC Acting Principal Deputy Director Deb Hoori, Associate Director of Science for the Division of Violence Prevention Tom Simon, and Associate Director of Policy Partnerships and Strategic Communications Beth Ramels. Stricken from the record. I keep saying, hey, guess you got to control that narrative. Obviously, they think so, too. That doesn't mean the study didn't happen and those things didn't happen, though. It's like everything else they do. It's about the narrative. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now then. This past Thursday, the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security held a hearing on finding a solution to gun violence, and the difference of opinion between the Democrats and the Republicans were put on full display. You see, most of the things that occur, especially here of late, it's all about policy. You got a lot of these rampage killers that are young people who got locked down for 2 years in the COVID lockup. And whatever they had going on got to percolate for 2 years. And I'm sure that didn't make it better. And now they have emerged. And, you know, in places like with the Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York, the shooter, he went out there. He bought a New York State compliant AR-15, did some illegal modifications to it based upon the state law, and then he went out there and he killed a bunch of black people because he didn't like black people. And it had nothing to do with the gun. The gun was the tool. Everything else that led up to that, though. First of all, they have red flag laws in New York, and they knew about this kid. He was on the radar. He was able to pass a background check. A universal background check of that. And he bought a compliant gun. And they found out the compliant guns are just as deadly as regular guns. And guns are supposed to be deadly because they're weapons. They're self-defense weapons. So, as is normally the case in anything involving this kind of thing, leftist lawmakers focus on the weapons and people on the right focus on the people who use them, which is that's the common denominator. It's not always AR-15s that are used. That's item number one. Item number two, it always involves the people who are using the tool, though. So Representative Louie Gohmert, a former judge who handled felony cases, was in the latter group, and one of the things he did was he pointed out one thing that's happening now in schools. We've gotten away from trying to have an atmosphere that instills morality in people. He went so far as to say it is the bedrock of the nation's founding principles and the effectiveness of the Constitution depends on it, citing Judeo-Christian principle. He said, we got to get back to teaching there's a right or wrong, or I agree with everybody here. We're going to have to get rid of the Second Amendment. We're going to have to get rid of freedom of speech, and we're going to have to get rid of freedom of assembly. This Constitution won't work the way we are teaching the children. Gohmert then gave the floor back to one of the hearing's witnesses, Jack Brewer. Brewer is a minister and the chair of the America First Policy Institute's Center for Opportunity Now. He claimed in his opening remarks that a significant factor in mass shootings is the home environment of the shooters. He cited a 2016 study that showed out of 56 shooters, 18% grew up in homes with both parents. He recalled his own youth, stating that he had an illegal gun, but never used it out of fear of his own father. Now, another thing to consider that they don't take into consideration is drugs. And I'm not talking about smoking dope or something like that. I'm talking about some of these young people are on psychiatric drugs. Young people have a lot of stuff to deal with nowadays, much more so than I ever had to deal with. There were cliques when I was in school, and I was in one, but, it was not like it is today. I remember one kid that committed suicide when I was a kid. One. And I don't know why she did, to be honest with you. I never found that out. I think it happened after they moved away and they went somewhere, and I don't know why that was that way, but whatever it was, the kind of pressure that kids are under today is not what it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was pretty much an open field. So, yeah, we need to give them a basis on which to base their life. Now, Gohmert then spoke about immigration on the U.S.-Mexico border during a news conference after this. But on the left side of the aisle, we had Representative Madeline Dean. And she scoffed at the idea that mass shootings are caused by evil children, right, raised by single parents, mental illness, or a lack of prayer. Really, she questioned, where have we lost our humanity? And she focused on the gun, saying it was a man-made problem that can be man-solved. So Gohmert gave Brewer the opportunity to speak. He pushed back at Democrats' dismissal of his belief that family and morality have an impact. He reiterated the point that 82% of shooters cited in the study had no father at home. And he said, to not look at that as a root cause to me is idiocy. Now, what he's referring to is that he's referring to the welfare culture in the inner cities, where a lot of these young people grow up with only one parent, and that's if they're lucky. Sometimes they have no parents. Sometimes they have grandparents. And they don't have any educational opportunity. They don't have any economic opportunity. They have nothing. And young people need things. They need emotional support. They need to be loved. They need to be accepted. They need to be nurtured. And unfortunately, in this atmosphere, in this sort of environment, the only place they find that is in the arms of a gang. And then they join a gang. And then they have consigned themselves to, at the very best, a criminal career. And at the very worst, they're going to die before they're 20. And so, yeah, this leftist getting out, this dean, she's not looking at it. She's just looking at it. And the minister here, he says, go into the prisons and talk to the people who are pulling the trigger. He pointed out that the Ten Commandments are not taught in schools and people do not have a fear of God. We are morally weak as a nation right now. We're morally weak and we're also adrift. I mean, what's the purpose? What's our purpose now? And without certain things as our foundation, it's hard to have a purpose. So when certain people opt for violence, it shouldn't be a surprise. Because it's all based on policy. And it's all based upon a couple of generations now of teaching there is no right, there is no wrong, there's no gender, there's no God, you know, all the things that we grew up with, and most of the people doing this talking are the people that grew up with it. That's the funny part. That's the interesting part. I don't quite get what, I mean, do they resent the fact that they had a set of rules they had to grow up with? It's interesting. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The storm that's been pummeling the northern half of the United States with snow and wind has already moved into the northeast. Parts of northern Massachusetts as of Friday night received over 18 inches of snow. Joe Andrews in the town of Athol took his little niece and nephew out for playtime in the snow.
Keeps them happy. That's the best part.
The United States Postal Service is reminding everyone of the deadlines to mail Christmas packages. The regular ground service deadline is today. Priority mail must be sent by Monday, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. Elon Musk has reinstated the Twitter accounts of several journalists who were suspended for publishing the whereabouts of his private jet. The reinstatements came Friday after Musk conducted one of his Twitter polls asking if he should unsuspend the accounts now or in 7 days. A large majority said now. USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I don't go to the Atlantic to get quality information on guns or the Second Amendment or really much of anything to do with much of anything. It's a progressive periodical that tends to push the progressive agenda. And sure enough, in the post-Bruin world, they're definitely tripping over themselves to stay on brand. The infamous Sandy Hook Elementary hit its 10-year anniversary this past week. And so we get this from the Atlantic. Since the horrific murders at Sandy Hook, America's seen hundreds more mass shootings, a sharp rise in gun deaths generally, and an alarming turn toward gun-glorifying political extremism. Yet we still depend on hundreds of laws that keep guns out of crowded public places, stop teenagers from buying handguns, and prohibit criminals from arming themselves with assault rifles. Now, because of a recent Supreme Court ruling, many of those remaining regulations are in danger of being dismantled. As bad as America's gun violence problem is, it could be about to get much worse. Does that seem like a hysterical paragraph to you? It doesn't get any better. They continue on. Less than 2 years after the appointment of President Donald Trump's third pick for the U.S. Supreme Court created a 6-3 conservative supermajority, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion in the case New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. v. Bruin. The court could have issued a narrow decision and directed New York to be more lenient in issuing concealed carry permits, But as in the Dobbs v. Jackson decision on abortion, which came a day after Bruin this year, the conservative majority seized an opportunity not just to adjust precedent incrementally, but to destroy it completely. And I guess what he's saying is if you'd just done it incrementally, we wouldn't have been nearly as angry, but that's a lie. Everything the left tells you is a lie, so that's definitely a lie. And the writer is blatantly ignoring the legal landscape that surrounded Second Amendment issues as well as the more recent gun cases that we've seen. If lower courts had actually adhered to cases like Heller, it's unlikely the Supreme Court would have ruled like they did. I mean, that's just a fact. And it's a pretty simple fact to understand. Even if they'd stuck with strict scrutiny, as they do with other constitutionally protected rights, the court might have ruled differently. Yet we've seen how these lower courts handled those narrower rulings, and despite the common use test laid out in Heller, assault weapon bans were upheld by lower courts because they decided to use intermediate scrutiny, which is, in essence, balanced government interests as superseding the rights of individuals. So, in other words, that narrow ruling that the author laments not getting would have been pretty much ignored, especially by the state of New York. And let's remember that the ruling itself is fairly narrow. It finds that we do have a right to carry guns outside of the home. Right? And that's what the case itself was about, and all it did was basically overturn May issue laws that used an arbitrary and subjective standard. You could still use objective criteria to deny a permit, for example, and you could well continue to heavily restrict where people could carry. But where things got interesting was in the standard laid out in Bruin, which is text and history standard for determining the constitutionality of a law. It makes sense and should be applied to all constitutionally protected rights. But the Atlantic goes on to argue that Bruin will destroy a number of gun control regulations and thus make us less safe, which might be an interesting point if it wasn't a bunch of junk. Criminals have always been prohibited from owning guns lawfully. They're still prohibited from buying guns lawfully. And what you have here is some fear-mongering. They want you to be so afraid that you demand Congress do something. And the problem is that Bruin is a done deal. It's a done deal. Until another Supreme Court comes and undoes that, it's a done deal. And that's not going to change in my lifetime. Now, another thing to consider is how completely ignorant people are of why people carry a gun. And I carry a gun on a day-to-day basis, room to room in the house, right? And I do it for reasons I'll explain in a minute, but a lot of people do it because they're in law enforcement, it's their job. But for most of us, this has nothing to do with that. We just know stuff can happen. And we'd rather be prepared for it if it does. And people do this every day. People do this every day. Everybody that drives a car has a spare tire. They don't have flat tires all the time, but they have a spare just in case. People carry first aid kits. People have health insurance. People have accident insurance. You have car insurance, right? You have all of these things to prepare for the unlikely event that you're going to face something extraordinary that particular day. And all over the country, people do face these extraordinary things. It's just on a daily basis, me and you, what we see day in and day out, we're probably not going to see that, right? So the gun becomes another extraordinary circumstance preparation. But an op-ed writer in Montana, of all places, doesn't seem to get it. He writes, "This past summer, I was at a garage sale and saw a person openly carrying a firearm. It struck me as incongruous that such an instrument was needed at an estate sale that also featured an amazingly good assortment of accordions. I chalked this up to fluke and being in Montana. The following week, I saw a nearly identical thing, albeit without the accordions. I respect the right to carry arms, and I don't dispute that the folks who tote their guns to the garage sales have every right to do so. It's the worldview that I question. However, even as a gun enthusiast, I still gulp when I see firearms at garage sales or grocery stores because I wonder what about a person who feels their existence threatened enough to carry but also feels comfortable enough checking on the price of a used lawnmower. This is somebody who claims to support the Second Amendment, actually likes guns, but then they write something like this. Now, I carry a gun to the coffee maker, okay? I carry a gun to the bathroom. And I do this without any fear whatsoever that when I'm doing these things that something bad is going to happen, some home invasion is going to happen. But stuff does happen. Now, grocery stores, for example, it's not like we haven't seen people shoot at grocery stores. People getting shot. Stuff happens, and as private law-abiding citizens, we don't exactly get to pick when it happens. And most know that statistically they're unlikely to ever need a firearm defensively. The problem is that some people will, and we have no way of knowing in advance who that will be. Now, we do know that that might happen while I'm looking at a used lawnmower, or while I'm at the grocery store, or while I'm parking my car. But is there a threat there, someone might ask? Well, maybe not. But the question is, what do you know about that person's day? Maybe they're carrying a lot of cash because they plan on buying a lot of stuff at garage sales. Maybe they're going to take that used lawnmower to someone who needs it but lives in a rough part of town. And then there's the concern of carjackings, which happen all over the nation and in various parts of towns. If the author doesn't want to carry a gun, it's not compulsory. But it's wrong to think he understands everything about people who decide otherwise, which is what he's doing. So the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about hunting. It also doesn't say much about toting your guns wherever you want, including to a bake sale, a garage sale, or other gatherings. The Second Amendment is actually a pretty basic premise. Anyway, I found that interesting that it's just another one of these guys that gets out there and says, well, you know, I believe in the Second Amendment and I even like guns, but really? Yeah, okay, whatever you say. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
More time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What do the following have in common? And these are just thoughts, right? What do they have in common? I have a right to practice recreational oblivion, which is drug use. I have a right to steal stuff from stores and not get prosecuted. I have a right to believe my facts are equal to yours, and then I can make you live by mine. I have a right to come to America, and then you must support me to become a citizen. I have a right to wealth equal to yours, and if that means taking it from you, that's okay. I have a right to say whatever I want, but you don't because you are irredeemably white. I have a right not to work if I don't want to because the government is obligated to support me. These are all modern attitudes that are totally antithetical to a structured and sound thought process. Now, if you're listening here and you carry a gun, or if you carry a gun and you're not listening here, or whatever it is, whatever the combination is, if you're actually carrying a gun right now today, you are thinking. You're thinking ahead. You're thinking to yourself, there's a possibility that something may happen that I may need to defend myself. And so you go out, you make preparations, you buy a gun, you buy a holster, maybe you take some training. I hope you do. You practice. I hope you do. And then you carry your gun. And you put thought process into this. Now, I could go on endlessly about all those things that I said earlier. That, you know, those are all valid points for greedy people. Years ago, I need somebody that, you know, we like to play point-counterpoint. And we enjoyed that. But although this guy was pretty smart, he sort of lacked a solid connection to reality. A lot of things could be true or were hypothetical if it was, you know, if they sort of thought that I was describing a gray area between truth and fact. And now that little private game that we used to play, that's become the way of the world with one significant difference. In today's game, one dares not call out certain classes of people on their logic, sense, truth, or perception of reality for fear of being called any of several powerful, nasty, and socially irredeemable names. Indeed, the power of the law backs up this craziness more every day as our society begins to buy into the belief of thought crime. And, you know, the idea that this could be true speaks to the ever-growing acceptance of alternative thinking, which is thinking without reference to logic, history, or consequence, but as equal to rational thought. Alternative thinking includes managing emotions, feelings, and thoughts from another position, moving away from pessimism and towards optimism. It's also helpful in promoting personal well-being. It's very much about elevating your self-worth above actual competence. It's about your self-esteem. So in essence, alternative thinking is about how you come to your choices through the lens of emotion versus a requirement to use logic as a primary thought process. Logic, like speech itself, is next up on the hit list of standards with the excuse that it may hurt someone's feelings. And that's all it takes these days. Like, here's how to teach math from a social justice point of view. Proportional reasoning problems related to social justice. That is an actual Common Core curriculum lesson taught by one teacher who freely admits that indoctrination through lesson plans is not only perfectly acceptable, but should not require any defense. Quick internet search will explain how social justice warriors believe merging their radical worldview with actual justice is the only way to attain a more perfect society. It is one which would fall in on itself like a burning building, however, if it were actually allowed to happen. And in the middle of this train of thought is the even scarier understanding that the genesis and genius of this way of thinking is that the participants don't even realize they've been robbed of an education and their free will all at the same time. Whether through a lack of educational achievement or a deliberate education that skips having to make a good, honest sense of the truth, millions of adults are functionally illiterate in history, science, math, and mental cognition. So, is it any wonder to you that our country appears to have no way or desire, even, to stop our current literacy slide in what amounts to an extinction-level event of what used to be a world-leading America, at least on the educational level? Now, on the other hand, our enemies continue to aid us in our own destruction by shipping fentanyl to us by the ton or encouraging various destructive behaviors like TikTok. And these indulgences, what they hope is that this will carry over to our economy's workers and military and elected government officials and especially to our young. Any detached thinker charged with analyzing trends would see where dozens of learned behaviors and actions must logically conclude our end point. See, fentanyl is just a, you know, that's just a killer. It's a soul sucker. It just takes everything away from you. Things like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all these other things, they are there for entertainment, but they are not there to teach. You know, I used to watch Looney Tunes when I was a kid. And Looney Tunes actually had a basis of reality based upon, I didn't really understand some of the cartoons until I got older. But they were entertainment. I did not go out there and throw my friends off the cliff like Wile E. Coyote would be blown off by the Roadrunner. I didn't blow up my friends like Bugs Bunny would blow up Yosemite Sam. I was entertained. It was fun. It was funny. You could look at stuff like that and see the fun in it, see the entertainment in it. Blazing Saddles. There's a lot of debate right now whether Blazing Saddles could be made today. Well, it was just pure entertainment. That's all it was. It was just funny. And the ability to filter these kind of things is that ability is invisible to too many. And this is where the political divide that exists really comes into play. Those who understand logic and truth and reason versus those who believe all these quaint ideas are fungible, situational, and somehow acceptable. And this is where our country's at. Have you ever heard of the term performative activism? It's an easy target to hit because of the many well-known public figures and media personalities and activists who hammer the right relentlessly. Performative activism is a philosophy of thought designed to increase one's social capital rather than one's devotion to an actual cause. And another explanation is that performance artists or activists are fraud, charlatans, and con artists. They exist today by the millions, especially in high-visibility avocations where they can influence debates and conversations and hold themselves as experts and thought leaders. But they're nothing more than the frauds that they are. And how do you distinguish between a real and a fake activist? Look for someone who achieved their street cred not from empty statements, but through deeds that takes effort and costs them something tangible and valuable. Right now in the margins, you'll see Hispanics questioning Democrat dogma. We see suburban women fearful of their child's future. People everywhere are questioning the government advice that they received on COVID-19, which was less about protecting us against the virus and more about control. Ultimately, do we want to live in a world if it could be true? Or are you like me, someone who wants to know the truth and live a life based on that truth, living in light? We each have to make that kind of decision for ourselves. What are you going to do? What will you decide? I will be back next week, right before Christmas. In the meantime, stay awake, stay aware, think for yourself. Think critically. It's okay. I'm right there with you. I question the dogma with you. And nothing, you know, all they can do is not like us. Can we live with that? This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.